I had the pleasure of interviewing Bob Blancato for my Caregiver Smile Summit. He's the head of the Elder Justice Coalition. According to him, elder financial abuse can lose a cumulative sum of $3 billion to its victims. And guess what? That's a low estimate. Another study reveals up to $36 billion in losses. And for every case that is reported, up to five go unreported, according to Blancato. The profile of an elderly victim is a woman over 75 living alone. 40% of women over 70 live alone. The core issue is vulnerability and trust. Once an older person loses their trust to someone, that person violates their trust, I should say, elder abuse begins. Sadly, a lot of it is committed by family members. So one of the key ways of protection is to open communication between yourself and your family member sooner than later. I stress this all the time. The preparation for aging needs to begin before it becomes a crisis. So, for example, you need to do the things financially to protect yourself. Set up a trust to protect assets. It's difficult to accomplish because a lot of times seniors don't want to talk about these issues with a lawyer. The other thing, you know, my mail fraud is on the rise. My mother-in-law receives tons of solicitations. And being from the World War II generation, because they're personalized to her, she feels she has to answer them. She doesn't, and my wife has to police that. So you have to watch out for types of mail you're getting. Also, the fact is that people are stealing mail from mailboxes and committing all kind of fraud. So pay your bills online if you can. If you can't, at least get somebody to help you maybe to do that. I know that's a foreign concept for a lot of people. But really, if you can pay your bills electronically, that would be great. Also, simple thing, don't pick up the phone. Let it roll to voicemail or an answering machine, because you don't know what kind of scam is on the other end. And people can be very alluring, and the telephone can absolutely be, a weapon. I interviewed Bob during the height of the hurricane season and when all the damage was being done. And of course, that's another thing that you need to be aware of, that scams rise during those times. People will knock on your door and say, hey, I'll do X and X and X for this. Give me half of the money. I'll be back in a week. Typically, that doesn't happen. So you want to make sure you have reputable contractors when disasters hit as well. And the most important thing you can do, too, is just keep in contact with mom or dad at all times. Make sure they're safe. And we have another segment on long-distance caregiving that you can watch as well. If you're interested in the Caregiving Summit, go to caregiversummit.org. There's 53 great interviews there at a great price. Thanks.